Thank you. My partner and I have been together for 12 years. Luckily, I met her after I was an Australian citizen. So we didn't have to go through all of the migration difficulties and applying for residencies that other people have. My partner is a teacher. She works in the public education system, and I'm a health promotion officer, and I've worked in the public health system for more than 20 years now. And there are many things that I have listed in my submission and that other people have mentioned about same-sex partners not being recognised in terms of social security benefits where we might not be eligible, and also for tax concessions and superannuation. Ironically, the one benefit that we may get now is because we have an eight-week-old son. My partner is his birth mother, and we're enjoying him very much. And when the time comes for her maternity leave to run out, she will actually be able to claim the single parent benefit. And that's one benefit that we'll be taking under false pretenses, because it's a benefit that we'll get by deception, and it goes against the values that we have in a good social security system, and goes against our beliefs. The other consideration for us is with the Medicare safety net, because of course we're classed as individuals and our son isn't included on my Medicare card, and the Medicare safety net means that we're penalised financially because we're a same-sex family. In superannuation, we're not considered to be husband and wife living together, and I quote, in a genuine domestic basis. But I would really defy anyone to come along and see that we don't live in a genuine domestic basis, because there's probably more, because we're two females, more cleaning of the house than there are heterosexual couples. We can't maximise our superannuation contributions if we have to do that, if one of us is unable to work for any reason. And it's very sad for me that although we're encouraged to pay super for retirement, and I really want to provide for myself and my family in retirement, I'm not actually going to do that, because I have no guarantee that my family will benefit, and I don't have any guarantee that my family will actually receive my superannuation benefits on my death. It's up to a stranger in the superannuation company to determine if that will be the case.
That's the trustee of the fund.
That's right, yes. And that to me is unjust and extremely unfair. So those are my submission points, but now I've got some notes, but I really just want to talk to you from the heart. I became an Australian citizen in 1992, and I'm extremely proud to be Australian. This is my home, my family are here, and I will die and be buried here. And my certificate of Australian citizenship says just that. It doesn't say certificate of Australian citizenship, and then in brackets, second class. But that's how my family and I are made to feel. I'm bitterly disappointed that Commonwealth laws say that I'm not worthy enough, a human being, and I'm not worthy enough, an Australian, to actually be treated fairly under those laws. I provide for my family and work hard, and I give to my community and society, and we give to charity on a regular basis every month. We both work in the public sector, and we provide for the education and healthcare of our fellow Australians. And I think that it's my role as a mother to raise a good man, a decent, giving and good Australian man, who I hope my son will turn out to be, and I have no doubt he will. But that's really hard to do, because my government is telling me that my family and I don't count, and that I think will make it very hard for my son when he grows to actually experience that discrimination. Now, the law can't tell me that I don't count because of my gender or because I'm a migrant, but it can at present tell me those things based on who I love. There's no equality and no fairness, and there's no consideration in the current financial regulations and laws for my son and for other children in same-sex families. And currently those legislated inequalities are given to people in same-sex couples, but they're not actually inequalities that are put upon people who are heterosexual. So we're punished for being different when, in fact, difference should be embraced and should be accepted. And I don't want to be tolerated. I want to be accepted. And I want to be given the same equal rights under Australian laws as every other Australian. I'm not a second-class citizen, and I resent very much that my family and I are treated as second-class citizens. And all I want to ask is that I'm not treated any more or any less than anyone else. I want to be treated equally. and I would like my family and my son to be treated equally as well. So thank you.
Thank you very much, Lynn.